Atlanta needs some plumbing work done, and the job is going to cost a fortune. The sewer system is no match for the waste generated by a growing metropolitan area, and thousands of miles of pipes must be replaced. For years, environmentalists complained that the city dumped sewage in the nearby Chattahoochee River. A federal judge agreed and is forcing the city to act. From Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Susanna Capelluto reports.
When it rains in Atlanta, the sewers in parts of town fill to overflowing. That's because there, rain runoff shares the pipes with toilet waste in an antiquated system no longer used in modern sewers. The excess water is diverted to several mini-treatment plants where it is filtered and processed, like this one next to Piedmont Park.
When the first rain comes, it just everything that was laying there comes on, and after that, it's whatever's in the streets.
Wearing heavy gloves, Andy Barker uses a rake to move the solids caught in the 26-foot filter screens onto a concrete floor. Today, the dark brown mix includes leaves wrapped in toilet paper, a half-eaten apple, plastic tampon holders, and something green.
If you seen money, would you reach in there and get it? All this stuff come out of the toilet.
Barker doesn't hesitate to reach into the smelly brown pile.
I got lunch.
You pulled a $20 bill out of there. I can't believe it.
I mean, that's normal. Wallets, billfolds, credit card, we take all that when we get them around to the police precinct.
About 15% of Atlanta's sewer pipes take in rainwater. In what environmentalists call a Band-Aid solution, the mixture gets a quick treatment with bacteria-killing bleach before being dumped into tributary streams to the Chattahoochee, a river that is severely stressed, says Sally Bethay with the Upper Chattahoochee Riverkeeper.
The Chattahoochee River is a little tiny river running through a metropolitan area of 4 million people. It's a very small drainage area.
Bethay and her group successfully sued Atlanta back in 1995 to force the city to cut its pollution levels in the river. The Environmental Protection Agency joined in and discovered that Atlanta's wastewater pipes are so old and broken that they leak raw sewage into neighborhood streams, ultimately contributing to the river's pollution. Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin.
Some engineers have said that the pipes are being held together by the clay that's in the soil in Atlanta because the clay is so tight that it is helping to hold some of the pipes.
Finally, a federal judge ordered the city to comply with the Federal Clean Water Act by 2014. To do that, Atlanta is revamping its entire sewer system, including over 4,000 miles of water and sewer pipes at a cost of at least $3.2 billion. For the financially strapped city, Mayor Franklin says the cost is unavoidable because Atlanta delayed fixing the problem for decades.
This is a clear case of you have to pay now or later, and later is always more costly. And so by deferring it and putting it off, we have just added the burden to people on fixed incomes or low incomes.
If the city didn't act this time, the federal court could impose steep fines and block new sewer hookups, which would bring growth and development to a standstill. And Atlanta residents will bear the brunt of the cost. Under a plan approved by the city council, they have seen their bills go up by 10 to 45%, depending on how much water they use. And over the next 5 years, some could see their rates triple. That's just too high for residents like Mary Woods, who lives in a small three-bedroom house in West Atlanta.
If the water bill exceeds what my house note is, that's very illogical. It's a no-win-win situation. You got to have water, so they know you got to pay it.
Woods was waiting for a haircut at Merton's Barbershop, which serves this black working-class neighborhood. Shop owner Edward Martin fears that the poor and small businesses could be driven out of the city as rates increase. He says a recent 25% hike in his water bill hurts his bottom line.
And it's going to keep going up. That's what's frightening. We are suffering. I mean, the economy is down. Nobody is doing the volume that they once did. So any increase in overhead is huge now.
The state of Georgia is loaning Atlanta $500 million to help pay for the upgrade. So far, efforts to get federal funding have been unsuccessful. In past decades, federal grants would pay up to 75% for new sewers. But in recent years, that money has dried up. Meanwhile, Mayor Shirley Franklin is trying to get a one-cent sales tax on the November ballot to raise $70 million a year. If the measure passes, the mayor promises to roll back water and sewer rates. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.